This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. As it warms this spring, don't forget to check your bins. Sarah Bowder with SDSU Extension reports, grain bins work as solar heat collectors, and the grain inside can be much warmer than expected.
That solar radiation on the south side of the bin can be more than it is in the middle of the summer. In fact, it can be twice as much in February than it is in June. So we really need to watch the temperature and moisture levels in our grain bin this time of year.
As the weather changes in spring, Bowder says the goal is to keep stored grain as cool as possible. 30 degrees Fahrenheit or less for high moisture grain, and 40 degrees through spring and early summer.
We want to keep it dry and below 60 during those hot months. So we're going to keep it as cool as we can, as long as we can, and the goal there is to limit our insect activity and mold.
Running fans on cool, dry mornings is an easy means of removing warm air and keeping grain cool.
Other things we can do is cover the bin fans when you're not using them. They go through the chimney effect, so warm, wet air can move in through that fan when it's not running and travel upward. That can be as simple as a piece of plywood or a tarp going over the fan.
Long-term strategies include providing an air inlet near the roof eave and an outlet exhaust near the roof peak to allow warm air to escape the bin. Adding temperature sensors near the south wall can alert farmers to warming grain. And unloading some grain from bins with a center sump reduces grain temperatures near the top and eliminates cone-shaped peaks. For additional tips on maintaining grain quality and storage, visit extension.sdstate.edu.